Okay, welcome to July 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1975. Jimmy Hoffa disappears from a parking lot at a restaurant in Detroit. Born February 14, 1913 in Brazil, Indiana, Jimmy Hoffa was a labor organizer, worked his way up the ranks of the Teamsters Union, and had a big contribution to establishing the first freight hauling agreement. According to Time magazine, before being pardoned by President Richard Nixon in 1971, the infamous labor leader spent 4 years in prison for the crimes he committed as president of the America's largest union, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The list of crimes included jury tampering, mail fraud, and bribery. 2 weeks before Hoffa's disappearance, federal investigators discovered that hundreds of millions of dollars had been stolen from the Teamsters' largest pension fund. Their attention immediately turned to mafia bosses Tony Jack and Tony Pro, both of whom reportedly had agreed to meet with Hoffa on the very day of his disappearance. While the suspects and motives were clear, evidence proved far more elusive. Officials later resorted to hypnotizing suspects and witnesses to gather evidence against the mob, and even hypnotism didn't work. The FBI began its search anew in 2006 at a horse farm in Michigan. The investigation yielded nothing. Hoffa's body has never been found. I don't have a clue as to where his body is either. Last I had him, he was in the back of my trunk, but the smell of his decomposing body was starting to get to me, so I gave it to somebody and yeah. His son, James P. Hoffa, now presides over the Teamsters. 1937. We lose another great American in Charles Hires. He came up with Hires Root Beer. Good stuff. Charles passed away on July 31st, 1937. He was part of the temperance movement, actually, of movements against the consumption of alcohol. Hires believed that root beer would be a great alternative to alcohol. So, draw your own conclusions. 1849, Benjamin Chambers patents the breech-loading gun, way ahead of his time. The interrupted thread breech block used in guns didn't become popular for about another 50 years later. 1990, Nolan Ryan wins his 300th game. When Ryan was a young lad, it says here in Wikipedia, he liked to throw things. His dad encouraged him to use a baseball. He pitched his first no-hitter when he was in Little League. While playing at a high school game in 1963, New York Mets scout Red Murph noticed this fast-throwing young lad and decided to have a chat with his coach, who mentioned that some opponents won't go up to bat when Nolan is pitching because he throws the ball so hard and so fast he would break bones in the catcher's hand. When he joined the pros, Ryan pitched for the Mets, the California Angels, Houston Astros, and Texas Rangers in a 27-year-long baseball career. He is the all-time leader in no-hitters with 7, 3 more than any other player. Nolan Ryan is the only pitcher to have struck out 7 pairs of fathers and sons. And on July 31st, 1990, he won his 300th game of his career, leading the Rangers to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 11-3. 1932. The George Washington Quarter goes into circulation, designed by sculptor John Flanagan. And George has been on the 25-cent piece ever since. And finally, in 1923, the founder of Atlantic Records is born. Ahmet Ertegun, from Turkey of all places, was a businessman, songwriter, and philanthropist. He is credited for discovering and promoting artists in the genres of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Ertegun has been described as one of the most significant figures in modern recording industry. And that's it for July 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening. So come on, push it on me, if it feels alright. Put it, drop it low and bring me up. No, she doesn't mind, I, she doesn't mind, I, she doesn't mind. Girl, I got you so high, and I know you like. So come on, push it on me, if it feels alright. Put it, drop it low and bring me up. No, she doesn't mind, I, she doesn't mind, I, she doesn't mind.
it, girl. Same time I line me, I line it up for co-sign it. Prime me, I prime it, girl. This ain't a crime, I'm a climate, girl. Set the temperature, the climate.